This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The market rally is at its most fragile point in months. The S&P 500 ended Friday below 5,000, its first close below that mark since late February. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq Composite dropped more than 5% on the week, while the Dow held flat. This week, critical readings on economic growth and inflation, as well as the start of big tech earnings, will determine if the malaise continues. On the economic data side, the advanced reading of its first quarter economic growth is slated for Thursday, followed by the March reading of the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, on Friday. In corporate news, a slew of S&P 500 companies are expected to report quarterly results headlined by Meta, Microsoft, Alphabet, Tesla, and Chipotle. Given the significant run-up in share price that some of the market rally's darlings have experienced this year, even better-than-expected earnings aren't moving the needle for stocks. This has broadly been seen across stock reactions the day following the release of quarterly results for the 65 S&P 500 companies that have reported results so far this season. Stocks that top Wall Street's estimates have risen 0.8% in the next trading session, slightly lower than the 0.9% average seen over the last few years, per Emmanuel's research. Meanwhile, companies that disappoint on both metrics are taking a bigger hit than normal, with the average stock falling 5.8% in the next trading action compared to the usual 3.1% decline seen over the past 5 years. And with earnings reports not satisfying investors, the baton will be passed to one of the strongest parts of the market over the past year, big tech. Despite a sell-off across tech last week after disappointing results from chip makers and Netflix, earnings growth expectations are still sky-high for Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet, which are all expected to report in the week ahead. FactSet noted on Friday that these companies, along with Nvidia and Amazon, are expected to have grown earnings by 64.3% in the first quarter. The other 495 companies are projected to see earnings decline by 6%. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer. Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.